Hey, look at that. The Braves didn't hit Contreras. This weekend, actually starting tonight, the two best rivalries currently going in baseball. San Diego and the Dodgers take on each other for the first time. Justin Turner said there's going to be like 19 World Series games. We'll see if there's fireworks left over from the postseason last year. But you will not be able to watch the Padres or the Dodgers on national TV this weekend. There's a bunch of stars. There's some great pitching matchups, especially tomorrow, Kershaw and Darvish. And then Blake Snell gets an opportunity to maybe pitch a little bit longer against the Dodgers in a Padre uniform against Trevor Bauer, who Machado has had success against Bauer. Tatis Jr. is going to be back. It's a new rivalry. The Dodgers are playing really well. They just swept their homestand, so they sent a message. Padres didn't have a great last series in Pittsburgh, but it's a rivalry that is built up. Padres spent a bunch of money in the offseason to go chase the world champs. People are concerned that Padre fans will sell their tickets to Dodger fans. There'll be Dodger fans in Petco Park. Wouldn't this be great to watch? Wouldn't it be great? You know, with young players, exciting players, Mookie Betts, Tatis Jr., Machado. Wouldn't it be great to see this on national TV all weekend? Yeah. Like the Fox game of the week tomorrow. Sunday night baseball? Nope. Baseball is not going to give you any Padres-Dodgers this weekend. They're not even going to give you what I think has become the best rivalry in baseball. The Rays and the Yankees. Two teams battling out. I mean, the Yankees are off to an awful start. Rays just had a bad series with Texas. But these two teams hate each other. They're going to throw at each other. I mean, there's a rivalry there. Remember, the Yankees, it's the David versus Goliath, and the Rays are winning a lot of these. You know what? Wouldn't you like to watch the Rays and the Yankees for the second straight weekend meeting in the Bronx? Wouldn't you like to watch that? No. You don't get any. You don't get Sunday Night Baseball, because Sunday Night Baseball is the Cubs and the Braves. Now, granted, Acuna is one of the most popular players going in the game, and he is worth the price of admission. I mean, he's better than he was last year, and he's changed the dynamics of what leadoff hitters do. I mean, you could say he's Superman. I love watching him. And we're watching him right now in studios. The Cubs and the Braves are playing an afternoon game at Wrigley. You get that Sunday night. Come on, baseball. Come on, baseball. Give us the rivalries. Give us the best matchups. I know it's not the Yankees and the Red Sox, which are required to be on every Sunday night baseball telecast. But I can't believe it. I was searching. I was trying to figure out, okay, Cubs might actually score a run. I was trying to figure out, can I watch the Padres and the Dodgers this weekend, Sunday night baseball? And I got nothing. I mean, I'm not complaining I get the Cubs, but still. Those are the two best rivalries, and you're not going to get them on national TV on Sunday night. But as we are finding out, it's tough to get any baseball right now if you get blacked out where you're at. Baseball to watch, though, the Royals are fun. I'm glad that the Angels and the Royals have backed up what I thought they would be, like two of the surprising teams. The Royals are a fun team to watch. Now, their bullpen can be a little bit shaky, but they won yesterday against the Blue Jays. They jumped out 7-0. I mean, the Royals are in first place by themselves. Jake Junis has looked good, and that was a fun game yesterday. Vlad Jr. hit a bomb, but the Royals are fun to watch. They're winning. It's early. But you're not going to find them on Sunday Night Baseball, that's for sure. But I don't know that the Royals have been on Sunday Night Baseball much. Even during their 14-15 run, they weren't on Sunday Night Baseball very often. All right, 136, George is back. He'll chime in with the NBA minute. Plus, we'll finish up with some emails in the Equitable Bank inbox about our discussion. John Cook. Remember, Sean Eichhorst told John Cook, pay attention to Bob Diaco, best coach. Yeah, their relationship was not great, if you didn't already know that. Well, the discussion about, okay, who is second in Lincoln, has also led to a lot of you chiming in with the other two D1 programs in the state. Who the best coach on those respective campuses are. We'll finish with that when you return. It's the Gary Sharp Show with George on 1620 The Zone.